All right, I'm here with David Questenberry. And, you know, Saturday night during the game, we started talking, and then your teammates, selfishly, they score a safety, and they break things up. I mean, what's going on there?
Man, we had some good plays last night. It's just the timing wasn't right, so we got to finish it now.
That's right. Well, it's good to see you out here. What are you doing during these camp practices while your teammates are on one field?
I'm running a lot. You know, there's only one way to get back in shape, and that's just to put in the work. You know, there's no shortcuts when you're trying to come back, and you just got to put in the time, put in the hours in the weight room and out here on the field, and just and build up to get back.
You know, one of the cool things we saw last night on Hard Knocks was Jadeveon Clowney and the work he was doing with guys like Jeff Kaplan and Roland Ramirez, who probably don't get the publicity that they deserve. You're going through the same thing, or not the same thing, but similar type of stuff with those two. How instrumental have they been in what you're going through?
Yeah, well, you know, Cap probably saved my life. You know, when I first got diagnosed, and just going through the stuff with them now, Craig Fitzgerald, you know, the strength coach too, he's the guy I'm mostly working with, because I don't necessarily have an orthopedic injury in that sense. I mostly just have you know, gaining strength and stamina back. So I'm working with the strength staff mostly, and we get after it every day, man. It's a grind out here.
I'll cut my eyes over there, and I believe you when you say that, because it does look like, yeah, I wouldn't want to be doing it. What sort of timeline do you have? You know, I know you're being realistic about things.
Yeah, I'm being realistic. You know, the timeline right now is just keep doing what I'm doing to get the strength and the stamina back. You know, there's not, you know, we work out, you know, so hard to get it back. And you know, I don't think people realize, you know, how hot it is out here in this 110-degree Texas heat, man, running these sprints and playing these practices. But, you know, one thing, I mean, I'll go all day out here doing it. It's just about a matter of getting back where I need to be to compete out here.
Okay, let's wrap this up. 2 years ago when you got here, you're a rookie. You and I, we talked a lot about barbecue, and you were pretty much hitting up every barbecue spot in town. Yeah. This time last year, because of what you're going through treatment-wise, barbecue was making you nauseous. Where are you on the barbecue awful eating scale now?
I'm back on it. It's one of my favorite things around here in Houston. Killian's Barbecue is the spot to go.
There you go. But you're doing it in moderation, because you know you got to get out there and do the stuff on the side.
That's right. You can't want to be eating a bunch of barbecue before you go. Got to run these wind sprints. But when I have the opportunity, yeah, I go down and I get my fix.
DQ Strong, you're looking strong. We're all cheering for you, and we'll keep our eyes on you.
Thank you, everyone.